The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. What's good, y'all? I'm your host, Don Pierre, and you're listening to Below the Means, the podcast where we travel together on the road to riches. Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Below the Means with your host, Don Pierre. And this is the podcast where I like to talk about money, which is a huge problem for me, actually, which I guess means I just like to talk about my problems. But that's okay, because you guys are on this journey with me. And there's actually been a lot of shifts regarding money in the United States recently. So I thought it was important that today we talk about all forms of currency. But specifically right now, we're going to tap into cryptocurrency. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of cryptocurrency, and even more specifically, Bitcoin or Dogecoin, which have made a lot of people money over the years, made a lot of people millionaires over the years. And if you're not really tapped into crypto, for your information, crypto is a form of digital currency that doesn't need a middleman like a bank or a credit card company to make transactions. People really like crypto so much because, in a way, it could work as a bank account. You hold your money in it, and it's a safe place, but it actually could grow over time, which is way more than any interest of a bank account could help you. And people also like it because the transactions are anonymous, which could be considered a good or bad thing. I'd say for people that don't want the government in their business or other entities, it's a really good thing. But on the other side, if we have to talk about it, it could be a bad thing because it could be easier to like commit fraud or help felons get away with their antics. But cryptocurrency was actually considered a really good long-term investment, I'd say, until about a year ago, a year and a half ago, until the market crashed and people became all shaky about it and started second-guessing it. For example, Bitcoin was at over $60,000 at one point. And in the past year, I seen Bitcoin was down a little over 15,000. And this had made a lot of people lose money. It has made people go broke. For example, there's this guy I follow on social media. He's kind of like into the same things as me. And he had over $200,000 made from stocks and investing, and he put it into crypto and started a crypto startup, and he just lost all of it, and he's basically starting from square one. Now, the reason I'm talking about cryptocurrency today is because the US dollar is slowly collapsing. Countries such as Russia and Brazil have eliminated the US dollar for international trading. And other countries are also considering dropping the US dollar as well. If the US dollar essentially loses all its value and isn't really important anymore, inflation will go up crazy, which sucks because recently inflation already went up. Definitely more than I've ever seen in my lifetime, inflation will skyrocket. So this brings me back to my point that it may be the best option to hold money in assets such as crypto, gold, silver. But if you think the US dollar collapsing is bad, listen to this. You know those payment processing apps we like so much, like Zelle, PayPal, Cash App? Well, they may all be replaced with a new one called FedNow, which is run by the government. And FedNow is what all forms of payments will be processed through. For example, if you want to order something on Amazon, the payment will first go from your bank through FedNow, and then we'll make the payment through Amazon. And this means that the federal government could track your spending, which they do anyways, but they also have full access to your bank account and can control your spending. Let me help put this into perspective for y'all. Say another pandemic happens, or a crisis, something where the government just doesn't want us outside. The government may cut your FedNow card so you can't go out and do things such as buy gas. Now you really can't be outside. And these certain privileges may only be given to essential workers, which makes sense, but the government really has full control over our lives and our actions. seriously speaking, I was talking to my friend on the phone about this, and trust me, he's way more anti-US government than I could ever be. But the way things have been going in our economy lately, it may be time for us to move out of the US one day. And in a way, moving out of the US kind of feels like I'm giving up, because isn't the whole point of this process and journey to break free and have my own type of freedom? It kind of just feels like I'd be running away from it, but at what point do I draw the line? Because to a certain extent, it feels like, it doesn't feel like this is what's happening. Like, we're being kept down. Like, they don't want us to exceed a certain threshold. They don't want us to get past a certain point. Slowly, they're just doing things that will keep us stagnant. And now that I'm worked up, here's a part of the podcast where I just go on my rant. So I also came to the topic of how, since elementary school, since I was about, 4 or 3 years old, up until high school, we're told we have to go to school. So that means the government knows where a large portion of the population is at a given day and time. They have us right where they want us, if you really think about it. And then even after that, apparently I can't make a certain amount of money unless I have this degree. So I go to even more school, which is keeping me restricted for even longer periods of time, which I guess is good for them too. And now I'm making this money from the degree, and you're telling me I still can't spend it how I want to? Like, it just way too much control. And I'm not somebody that's good with authority, and I know a lot of people are, but it just feels like I'm in chains. Like, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it feels like I'd just be better off being ignorant. You know how they say ignorance is bliss? Like, that sounds like a vibe right now. Because knowing all this is just stressing me out. Even though I'm not directly affected by it by now, I know one day I will have to face these challenges that come with the economy of the US and having to be an adult. Sometimes I'm happy that I started educating myself on this type of stuff so young, like since I was 17, just so I kind of have like a heads up. Like, I'll be ready for when the time comes, but also it feels like I kind of missed out or am missing out on a large part of my younger life having to worry about these things. I just hope y'all are in a position where you're hearing what's going on and you can take action. Hopefully these economic trials the US is going through isn't an immediate threat, and you could just prepare while you have the time. The US dollar losing its value as we speak is something you should be concerned about. But regardless, you should have a plan. Start diversifying your portfolio. Maybe get some crypto, buy assets, things that could really hold your money. Because honestly, bro, that 2% interest on your bank account isn't doing much for you. I'm sorry. And banks have been collapsing left and right this year anyways. So I'm trying to help you out. But anyways, some people may say it's our president that we chose, which is why we're having all these problems with money. But honestly, you're an individual. You shouldn't have that much faith in the government anyways. You shouldn't rely on somebody else to help your economic standing. We have to make our own way. So there's only so much the government could do to help us, even if this isn't their fault. You still need to rely on yourself to do what you have to do. Stay educated, take action. Like, you could easily be like, I'll worry about this tomorrow or the next day, but you need to take action, especially if this is something that really concerns you. You may think you have time, but you really don't. In a split second, anything could happen. Our economy might crash tomorrow. Like, there's no way to really tell. Anything could happen. And sometimes I wonder how this type of stuff affects the older generations, like our grandparents and stuff. Because I know how the government trying to put some obstacles in my way to stop me from being successful without us noticing affects me in my younger years. But say like our grandparents, like if our economy really goes down like that, they may lose like their pensions, their retirement plans, like all that may mean nothing. Because I know some people lost that type of stuff when certain banks collapsed. They lost everything, all their plans for retirement. It's crazy how our economy could really affect every single person in the U.S. That's just something to take into consideration. But let's end today on a happy note, since I'll just probably keep going on a tangent. Recently, I've been trying to get back into reading. And I don't mean fiction. I mean stuff like self-help books. And now's a good time, I guess, to get into reading some financial books. But if you're anything like me, you probably don't like reading. But honestly, I don't think that's true. You just haven't found something you like to read yet. Like growing up, school was put on me so thick, I kind of became allergic to anything academic, and that included reading. So now looking back, I would literally avoid books, but I find that I like to learn new perspectives, even if I won't adopt them, because y'all could probably tell by now, I'm really heavy on the values I've already set for myself. But it's really healthy to challenge your own thinking to help solidify your knowledge. And I found that in books, so I think you should give it a try, explore all types of books, and you don't have to limit yourself when it comes to the way you learn. So I think it's safe to say the moral of this podcast is stay educated. I'll catch you next time.